And the microphone, Emma.
Yep.
So, all right, we'll get started. Emma, another really good performance. How are you feeling out there on clay, and what were you most happy with tonight?
Yeah, I think I was happy. Obviously, Linda's a very tough opponent. She's been doing great and is in good form. So I knew it was going to be a tough match going in and didn't really have much time to recover last night. So to come out and play good tennis again is something that I'm really pleased with. I'm also particularly pleased with recovering from 4-3 in the second set. I had a break point. I hit a volley that was, I think, going a foot wide and missed that, lost the game, and then like just refocused and kept in it because, yeah, that's one of the turning points in the match. I feel like if I would have got broken, then she's serving for the set. So, I was very pleased with that.
Emma, last round you played against Angie, who is 36 years old, and now is against Linda. She is 19. Do you feel the difference in tennis generation?
Good question. I feel like the new generation is definitely dominating. If you look at the draw, I mean, everyone is very, very young. I mean, you look at the two people playing, they're both my year group as well. So it's a strong generation. I knew it from juniors when we were playing Orange Bowl and everything. I mean, we knew 2002 was strong, and I think part of it helped, like, us push each other growing up in juniors. We all had to compete with each other and strive on. But I feel like it's hard to tell. I mean, the older players have so much more experience, so they can make things crafty, I say, and like tricky for you when things are going well. They make it more uncomfortable maybe. But for example, like today, Linda has pure firepower and she can hit through a lot of people.
Emma, congrats. Yesterday, it sounded like you were, well, between what you said yesterday and today, it sounds like you're very pleased with how you're handling the clutch points in the last two matches, obviously in Fed Cup as well. I'm curious, what do you think is kind of the difference there? Those are those moments that are really elusive sometimes for players to kind of be nails on, you know, like all the time. So what do you think is the difference of how it's coming together right now?
Yeah, I think it helps. I feel like the last two tournaments, I'd say, have more of a serve, so it's more of a weapon, and I feel like I can raise my game more on that. I feel like at the start of the year it was more just, you know, having to work so hard and win every point from the baseline, and I feel like that definitely makes a difference. But equally, I just feel like I trust all the work I've been doing on the practice court so much. Like, I've been working at it really hard, and I wouldn't say, yeah, I'd do anything particularly special. I just try and stay in the present and rely and fall back on my training.
It's just a question about your next opponent, Iga Świątek. Obviously, you played twice, I think. Once also here. I wonder if you remember something about that match, or if you can take something about that, or if you think it's another complete story.
Yeah, I mean, I remember. We actually had a pretty tough match. It was like, I think 4-4 or something like that. But I remember I served really well in that match and it kept me in. It's obviously tough playing Iga because, yeah, she plays pretty heavy. She plays fast. She has a lot of options at her disposal. So it's obviously going to be a really difficult match tomorrow, but one where I have zero to lose, and I think one that the crowd really want to see.
Things are just getting better and better at the moment for you. But were you surprised at the scoreline at the end of the first set?
No, I don't. I wasn't, to be honest, because not because, you know, I was expecting to play that well and win a 6-0 set. Like, Linda's a really tough opponent. I was just not thinking about the score at all. I think sometimes I have the ability to lose track of the score like I did last week when I thought the match was over, embarrassingly. But I think that the best way that I'm kind of dealing with everything is just literally just zoning in on the games and just trying to be as stingy as possible with everything. And I'm not thinking about the score too much, because I think when you start thinking ahead about the score or whatever, then you start getting in your own head.
Emma, congratulations and welcome to your level that we all know. I want to ask you about your physical state because mentally you look. I mean, we see glimpses of your highest point in your career. Physically, how are you now?
Yeah, I mean, it's no secret that I'm tired. I mean, I've played like a lot of tennis in the last week, but I would way rather be in this position where I'm have a lot of matches under my belt, feeling confident and good on the court and tired. I think, to be honest, it's a win-win from now. If I win, great. If I don't, I get to rest. Like, it's honestly, like, just going to say it how it is. So, but obviously, like, I'm happy that I was able to hold up physically last weekend, 2-3 set matches back-to-back, and then also here turning it over in less than 24 hours, I think, is a great achievement for me, and again tomorrow. So, yeah, everything is just about recovery right now.
And just a short one more. What's your relationship with clay nowadays? Because you look fine on it, right?
Yeah, I said this last week. It's a budding relationship. I feel like it's one that could become really strong in the future, and I'm just, you know, just entertaining and courting it for the moment.
Just in terms of, you were talking about the strength of the class of 02 that you guys had. Who were the, can you explain it to fans maybe who weren't paying attention to Orange Bowl back then?
Yeah.
Who were the standout, why do you think that class was so strong? I guess that's my question.
Yeah, I mean, I remember playing Marta since under 12 Winter Cup. We would always have like this event, and she'd always do a backflip like every time, and it was like Marta's going to do a backflip. So that was cool. And then I played Chinwen when I was like playing under 14s Orange Bowl, I think, or under 12s, and I beat her for like, I think it was in like the semis of the consolation. But that's like the tournament where, you know, it's the biggest draw ever, and people keep feeding into the consolation, and you just feel like it's never ending. I literally played 11 matches. 11 matches. It was 2 matches a day. Like, it was crazy. And then otherwise, like, Coco was always really strong, but she was a little bit younger, but she always came out firing. And I think at the time, like, Whitney Osigwe was, like, number one junior, and I just remember, don't think I really ever beat her. I think I beat her in one GB versus USA friendly, which was a big deal. But and she was super jet lagged, but I take it anyway.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks.